Today we're talking with Chad Musaeus from Nature's Edge Garden Center in Bemidji. Chad, good morning.
Good morning.
You were open earlier this year, but with the stay-at-home order, you're closed now. What's happening at Nature's Edge this week?
We're just continuing to grow and get ready for May, and we're just kind of got this really big, bright light at the end of the tunnel, and things are going really good for us, just hoping to get through the next few weeks here and get back to life as we know it.
I suppose things just keep growing, even when you're shut down as a business.
It's so funny. The ladies who work for us, we have some transplanters that work a few days a week, and I was in yesterday, and one said, "Wow, things have just doubled in size since Friday." And again, you got these perfect growing conditions with some really nice spring sun and really humid greenhouses. And yeah, our plants are growing like bad weeds.
Wow. Well, tell us about Nature's Edge Garden Center. What's it like and what do you offer there?
Well, we do all sorts of fun stuff. Obviously, annuals, vegetables, herbs. We do succulents, houseplants, perennials, trees, shrubs, evergreens, roses, vines and fruits, and, you know, of course, everything you need for your gardening. We have our own premium potting soil. We have Michael Carr pottery. We have garden decor. We have fertilizers and all the bulk seed and packaged seed that you would need to get going for a garden, whether it's flowers or vegetables or a little bit of both. We offer a full-service landscape team. That's everything from landscape management to installation to fixing up what you already have, whether it's a retaining wall or pavers or shrubs around your house. We grow a lot of our own trees and shrubs in our perennials, so we can offer some really good pricing, some really nice quality plants that grow real well here in northern Minnesota. Whatever you need, we can do. You know, yeah. We offer some classes. Some of those are on hold here for a few more weeks. Hopefully we can get back to that soon. We offer delivery. And if you need some advice, call us, reach us on Facebook, stop in and see us once we're back open, and we'll do what we can to help you out.
So how did you get started in this business, Chad?
Well, my husband, Tyler, started this adventure we have here. We would go out for dinner with friends, and people would say, "Hey, can you come and landscape our yard?" And at the time, he worked for a garden center way up north, up just into Minnesota from the Canadian border. And when he moved here, we thought, well, this would be perfect. Let's start a landscaping company. And he said, no pavers, no walls. Let's just plant trees. Well, for the first 2 years, we didn't plant one single plant. It was all pavers and walls. And we found a nice little five-acre chunk just into Hubbard County on Highway 71. And we opened our garden center in the spring of 2007 for the first time with two used greenhouses and a little tiny store. And that's expanded to where we are now, where we have eight bigger greenhouses, about 20,000 square feet of growing capacity under plastic. And then the full-service landscaping team now, which does everything from pavers and walls to, like I said, a lot of shrubs, trees, and perennials. You know, just a story as all stories go. You start out small and you just keep growing and you do things right and you take good care of your people and your customers and you hopefully see good success along the way.
It also seems like all these green things you're talking about and all this stuff that you're growing, it does, you know, this stuff cheers us up, I think, in the dark days, I guess. Do people buy a lot of houseplants as well as some of these things outside at your place?
We've definitely been selling a lot of houseplants, especially just before the governor's order. People are just really excited to be green and stay healthy and just have something to kind of cheer us up and get us going towards spring. I think being in the greenhouse and the garden center in the spring is one of the most exciting things that you can do. And we often just kind of look back and smile and go, people come here and they're always happy. It's not like regular retail work because everybody comes in always happy. It's just, it's the most fun environment you could ever work in. And I think it's because, yeah, everyone is just looking for some green and some life and something to do to kind of get you through the long winters that we have here.
And those of us who are cooped up at home and we're maybe looking for something new to try, what about gardening? Do you think that's a good way to relieve stress and, you know, help us cope with life alone or life seeing fewer people?
I would hope so. Let's get you a few ideas so that it doesn't increase stress because you have dead plants. But
there's that.
The biggest thing is if you're growing stuff at home is getting the right soil mix. A lot of people use something that's too heavy or too light, water too often or not enough. And, you know, if you're trying to grow seeds in the house, getting a good soil mix that isn't too heavy so that your seeds and seedlings don't rot off, getting the right light condition. I've seen people put these little indoor greenhouses right next to the window, and then pretty soon the temperatures inside of the indoor greenhouse, little dome, plastic domes are, you know, 100 plus degrees and plants are dying. And so just kind of getting that right light condition, the right soil condition, and then seeding appropriately. You know, we still have a few weeks before we need to worry about tomatoes.
They grow pretty fast, don't they?
They grow really fast. And we can't really be in the ground, no matter what, until Memorial Weekend or after. Even if weather conditions look good beyond, you know, before that, the soil temperatures are usually pretty low. So if you do put stuff in the ground, your vegetables in the ground early, you really don't usually see that big of a result. If you just wait a few more weeks, the soil conditions warm up, and really you see the same growth by the time mid-June, July, August rolls around.
Well, you know, it took me a long time before I was confident enough to start seeds on my own in the house. But before that, I just bought plants that were already grown. For a beginning gardener, it seems like that might just be an easy approach for people.
And that's probably the best approach too. And even those who are really good at growing seeds in the house, I always joke that we can grow anything at the greenhouse. Again, our conditions are pretty ideal. So somebody like me who doesn't have a very good green thumb suddenly becomes very green because you're working in this ideal conditions. It's easy and it's nice. You get a good quality plant. I think of tomatoes and peppers that way, where you can grow them in the house. They're going to get langy and stringy and maybe not as thick as you want them, whereas when you get them at the garden center, they're usually a little bit more ready to go for you.
I love going in the greenhouses in the spring because they're so humid and they're so warm. It just feels like you get a little taste of summer in there. What you're describing is an ideal kind of a growing condition. Is there has to be more to it than that, though, to learn how to grow plants.
Oh, definitely. You know, we joke about how easy it is, but obviously we do a lot of continuing education. We do, we're constantly talking to other growers. And, you know, sometimes we learn the hard way and make the mistakes, and the next year we do better. And, but there's some science to it. We've been doing it for 14 years now, and every day you get just a little bit better at what you're doing.
We are talking with Chad Musaeus from Nature's Edge Garden Center in Bemidji. Do you have any ideas for kids that might be home now and might be looking to grow things?
Yeah, we can. We got some succulents, obviously. We can do some fairy gardens or terrariums, some indoor stuff. Again, some seed kids with seeds we would recommend. You know, maybe doing something like a marigold or something maybe a little easier to grow as it gets a little closer to May. You know, pumpkins or cucumbers or watermelon or something fun that's easy to grow that can give kids some almost instant results. And I think that's the biggest thing with kids is, you know, if they can see it growing every day and can see the changes that we get to see at the garden center. It's really going to help them with their overall moods.
You mentioned fairy gardens. Are those real popular still?
They still are. We still do a lot of fairy garden stuff. We've got a bunch of little smaller terrarium fairy garden type plants. We'll get more as we get going this spring. And then all the fun little fairies and the toys that go with it.
That just sounds like a lot of fun. So what are some of the new things going on in the gardening world that we might be interested in?
We have a few new annual plants. We get some callies, our calibrachoa, or million bells, as you might know them. We have a neo double orange can, orange casket, which is going to be a double bloom, which is lemon yellow with a burnt orange center. And then there's a Can-Can Bumblebee Blue, which is, I saw pictures and actually saw a bloom of it. It looks really cool. A bicolor purple lavender with a yellow center. A bunch of new petunias, some of the sky petunias with the white speckles on them, white spots. And then there's a new begonia bossa nova that can handle full sun. This is a night fever papaya. This is an orange flower with a real dark leaf. We got a couple new crab apples that we've been trying. The Showtime we've had for a couple years now. And what we did is we were so excited for the Home Sport and Travel Show, which was set to come this weekend, and obviously has been canceled. And so we brought in some crab apple trees so that we would be able to, some flowering crabs, so we could show those coming through the Sanford Center how it would look and smell in their own landscape. And our greenhouse smells beautiful right now. The Showtime is such bigger, more bright pink than, say, your Red Splendors and some of the other crabs out there. Gladiator crab, a little smaller. Again, a zone two, and that's always the struggle that we have here in northern Minnesota, trying to find really nice quality plants that are going to withstand our winters. Speaking of zone two, we have an Ice Alley Willow, which is got a silver leaf on it. It's a nice small shrub, only about 3 feet wide and 3 feet tall, again, a zone two. Couple new hydrangeas, mini mauvette and a berry white. We've got a catmint that we're really excited to try. Now we've done catmint forever. We love catmint and the fact that it's got a nice silver leaf, a nice blue flower, and it seems to last as a perennial quite a long time, the flower throughout the year. Now we've got kitten around. We don't make up the names, we just grow them. Kitten around, get it? It's only 12 inches tall and it's going to be a lot tighter and more compact than the Walker's Low, and we're really hoping to see that in landscapes because it's just going to be a nice, tight, compact plant. Some new ever-blooming daylilies, you know, these ones are re-blooming. You know, we've seen the Stella d'Oros and the yellow ones that you see at every bank in town. We've got some really cool ones with some new ruffled flowers and some different colors. Got a new astilbe that's going to have a darker foliage with a real bright purple plume, and then some false sunflowers with a dark foliage, black stems, and then bright orange and red flowers. So some stuff here for northern Minnesota that's going to grow real good, but giving us a few new varieties or changes to some of the stuff that we're seeing.
As you're explaining all those plants, all those flowers, I'm just imagining all of them in bloom, and
right. It
just sounds wonderful.
You know, and it truly is. Like I said, I mean, we've got a really good life. We get to see people at their best every day and offer them some really good plants and some good advice, and hopefully make those who maybe don't have the confidence in gardening become more confident and help with, this bad addiction we have of gardening. And yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now we have this COVID-19 going around, and I know you've made some changes in the way you do things or things that you're offering to people to help make their experience safe. What are some of the things that you've been doing at Nature's Edge?
Well, obviously, we've been doing curbside and delivery. We offer delivery year-round. We waived our delivery fees through the COVID quarantine, if you will. And then we are doing some stuff online, you know, some Q&A stuff online. And we're going to keep doing that today with our Facebook posts. And again, if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's simple Nature's Edge Garden Center. And also on Instagram.
So this is Katie. Very specific question.
Okay.
Hypothetically, if somebody needed an aloe plant, could they call and say, I don't know how that would work. Would you set it on the sidewalk out there?
Hypothetically, Katie, if you need an aloe plant, yeah. I mean, if somebody needs an aloe plant.
Right.
Yes. If there's a specific plant that you need, call us at 444-2720 or reach us through Facebook. or Instagram, and we will communicate with you. We'll figure out the best way to get it to curbside or to your house okay. or to your business. And we can run credit cards via phone. We can do it over through our Facebook or through online and get you what you need.
How is the Basset Hound?
She is wonderful. She's a little stir crazy. Now, she's just over a year old, and Eleanor is our fourth Basset Hound that we've had at the store. And she came to us last March, and so learned the greenhouse way last May, obviously, and now this March is seeing a little less activity than she's used to, at least the last couple days here. And she's doing okay, but I think she needs some people in her life.
Yeah.
Tyler and I and the store staff aren't quite enough to keep her entertained, so we're really looking forward to a good May. And we're looking forward to people coming in to see her, because it's amazing that it's her world and we just live in it. So
yeah.
That is Chad Musaeus from Nature's Edge Garden Center in Bemidji. You can find out on more on Facebook or Instagram. They also have a website, naturesedgegardencenter.com. Thanks for talking with us today, Chad.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
You too.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to things you can grow.